Hey everyone, Richard Wilson here at Module 15 of the $100 Million Rainmaker Series. This module is on finding more of the right investors. If you think back to our module number 2 on defining your investor demographic or your investor avatar that you're targeting, then you remember that we really wanted to have you focus on one type of investor with 60 to 80% of your energy, maybe one backup type of investor. A lot of people focus on one niche investor demographic, and then maybe with 20% of their energy, go after a different type of local investor, whether that's a family office or another type. And the point of this is to think about how do you systematize your capital raising and have tons and tons of leads all the time for what you're raising capital for. Here's a bunch of ideas on how to do so and examples. We talked earlier about the Indian investment manager who had an Indian CPA, and his clients were Indian, and he just went out and was able to have a strategy of finding more Indian CPAs that could refer Indian clients for his investment platform, and he was of Indian descent as well. If you're raising capital for a litigation hedge fund, you might go to law firm partners who could contribute deals, understand the value of a litigation fund, the mechanics of it, and add strategic value from time to time, or deal sourcing value. There's a lot of different examples of investor demographics that you could target, but once you have one, there's a lot of benefits of being able to find lists of those investors and being able to look for live events focusing on that investor demographic. What are the membership groups that cost, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 that you would not be able to join if you're in that industry unless you are successful or an asset owner in that space? You could look for influencers in the space, advisors in the space, like CPAs, tax attorneys, membership community leaders and consultants in the space. Brokers in the space could be another one. And when you gather a list of these prospects, you could be targeting them on social media by demographic or job title, or retargeting them by having a list of 1,000 of them and then targeting just them on LinkedIn and Facebook. Those are some of the things you can do once you focus. You really want to think, how do we make it easy to raise a lot of capital? How do we make it easy or inevitable that you're going to have tons of leads within this area? Another thing to look for is who are the top three capital raisers in that niche? Who are the top three capital raisers of that investor demographic, and engage their help to raise capital? Typically, I'm not a big fan of using placement agents or third-party marketers because they trend up. And everybody wants their help. So if they've raised more than $10, $20, $30, $50 million, everybody wants their help, including a $20 billion in asset under management company. And when a company has that much in assets under management, turns out they're pretty credible and easier to raise capital for, right? And so why would they help someone small raise capital? Well, the one exception to that is if you find someone who's really niched down to raising capital from your investor demographic, that could be a group that could be great to engage with potentially. So I hope this module is helpful. The real insight, the main lesson here is that you need to go deep on how to find more and more of your investor leads. You can't do that unless you focus. And now that you've heard a lot of these other modules, you can see how they all play off of each other with influence and persuasion, with preparing for due diligence, with focusing your energy and really being intentional about where you're gonna invest your energy and getting your capital raise done. This is something I've seen those who have raised $100 million plus do again and again, and I hope it helps you become more successful as well. Our next module is gonna be on capital raising mistakes to avoid, and I'll see you on there next.